Today in history, Constance Baker Motley elected Manhattan Borough President, the highest elective office held by a black woman in a major American city. Good morning, guys, and welcome back to another segment of Tiara Tuesdays. It is your host and favorite scholar, Tiara, and I am so excited to welcome you all back with me today. Today, I want to discuss a woman who worked more in her late 70s than any other time in her life. As we continue to expand our knowledge on women in black history, it's necessary to remind the world of the attributes of the late Cicely Tyson. If you guys remember, I started these special black history podcasts back in mid-January because I just feel like there's not enough days in February to celebrate all the amazing and monumental African Americans who have brought us to this point in history today. Now that February is coming to a close, I feel the need to tell you about one more powerful woman. So next week, we're going to end these special Black History segments with Maya Angelou. Also, next week is my 28th birthday. Today, I want to expand our knowledge on the recently deceased Cicely Tyson. She was blessed to turn 96 years old this past December. In honor of her devout and many wondrous years of life, I bring you this podcast dedicated to honor her memory. For those of you who don't know, Cicely Tyson was an award-winning African-American actress whose career began all the way in 1960, expanding all the way until 2020. She's played prominent roles in films like Roots, Sounder, The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, The Help, a myriad of Tyler Perry films, including her last performance in his film, A Fall from Grace, and many other successful and noteworthy films. Tyson began her career as a model in 1950 as she was discovered by a fashion editor by Ebony Magazine. She became a model from there, and then she became drawn to acting. In 1963, she became the first African-American woman to star in a TV series titled East Side, West Side. After that, she received her first of 16 Academy Award nominations as she stunned the world with her performance in 1972 film Sounder. Although she didn't win that award, the following year she brought home 2 Emmy Awards for her portrayal in The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. Both films can be found for free on YouTube with ads, of course, but I encourage you to check them out. I starred them both, and they are in fact from 1970, so you know it's just a really different experience, but I do encourage you to check that out. As her career began to expand, blaxploitation began to become very prominent, and blaxploitation movies began to kind of take over the film industry. Tyson chose not to work in Hollywood. She chose each movie she did, she said, with grace and careness. She wanted to only perform in films that she felt a purpose, that she felt like she was doing something. She was making a statement, a drastic statement, and she wanted to change the world and look back. And honestly, it was really a great decision because she won many awards, which you'll hear me discuss. She also didn't want to encourage the personification that blaxploitation presented, with personifying blacks as ignorant in movies such as Dolomite, Foxy Brown, and many others. For me, this decision shows me Cicely Tyson's, her cultural values, her respect for her own people, and the fact that she chose morals over a dollar amount. I find that to be extremely admirable. It affected, for sure, the amount of roles she felt like she could take again because she only wanted to do, and I'm just paraphrasing because I've seen many interviews by her, about her. I've read many articles just in trying to produce to you this podcast today. But she just wanted to do only purposeful films, and who can blame her? So her career took a little bit of a gap because of this, you could say. In 1991, she married the man who invented cool, Miles Davis, who was one of the best jazz singers of our time. The opening of today's podcast actually came from Miles Davis. The two were married in the home of Bill Cosby. Again, I find that to just be quite interesting. Cicely Tyson is such, or was, it's just so hard to say, like, you know, go past tense now because she died recently. But she was such just a wonderful and calm-spirited woman. Back in my college days, back when I was getting my Associate's of Arts degree, so back at my first school, I remember that I did a monologue for a final on Miles Davis, and I had to completely embody him. And just, Miles Davis was so vulgar. I mean, he did drugs like cocaine and heroin. He just was very rude. His whole attitude was very polar opposite, to say the least, of Cicely Tyson. I can't even believe the two were married. Of course, the marriage ended. I shouldn't say of course, though. They were madly in love. She was madly in love with him. But it ended because, you know, he was cheating. And she found out from the maid, actually, which is crazy to me. So, yeah. But I thought that was something that you guys should know as well. As we continue to be reminded of the influence of Cicely Tyson through her will to be an actress, her desire to get any role she wanted, and her purpose to fulfill the life God had intended for her, I am motivated to live out my own purpose in life. So what I mean by that is I was watching an interview she did for the role Rachel in Sounder. And she said she auditioned for, because back in the day, it was just completely different, the audition process. But she auditioned just to be in the movie, not even for the role of Rachel, just she auditioned to be in the movie. And she said the producers began to talk, and they're like, yeah, we like her as the maid. And they began to, like, make a decision. And she said she spoke up. She was like, wait, no, I don't want to be the maid. I want to be Rachel. And Rachel was the star of this film, Sounder. And they were like, oh, no, you're too pretty to be Rachel and you're too young. Like, we have an idea of how we want Rachel to be personified and you just don't fit that description. So, but we think that you can be the maid, though. Like, that's what we see for you, right? So she respectfully declined that role. And she said she went home and she began to study the lines for Rachel because she knew that part was for her. Like, she felt it in her soul. So she went home to practice. She said about 6 weeks went by and the producers called her, and for some reason, you know, she said she didn't really care, but for whatever reason, it didn't work out with who they had originally casted to be Rachel, and they told her that she had gotten the part. And she was like, okay, cool, right? And then she said when her agent called her and confirmed, her agent was like, you know, you don't sound excited about getting this part. And Cicely Tyson, she said that, well, I already knew I had the part. I just was waiting for them to figure it out. Man, I'm like, that's how I feel, or at least that's how I want to feel in life. Like, I already know that I'm writing a best-selling autobiography. I'm just waiting for the world to figure it out. I'm just waiting for publishers and developmental editors to get in line and are willing to help me for free because they see the potential of my book. That's how I felt when she said, well, I already knew I got the part. You know, I just was waiting for them to figure it out. Like, just amazing. Anyway, Tyson broke down all sorts of barriers in Hollywood, being an extremely talented black actress in the 1960s, no less, when African Americans were regarded as inferior to whites. Tyson won multiple Emmy and Academy Awards. She became a member of the Black Filmmakers Hall of Fame in 1977. Two of her most recognizable accolades is her 2010 Spin Guard Medal, which is only awarded to those of extreme black excellence from the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and her 2016 Medal of Freedom presented to her by President Barack Obama. And I actually want to play a video for you just about how she felt about this moment, receiving this medal from President Barack Obama. And it'll also just give us a time to kind of take a break Because it's just a lot of information.
And you've won many, including the Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. Which of these accomplishments are you most proud of?
Well, that's an unfair question. That's an unfair question. Which of these accomplishments am I most proud of? Well, first of all, I have to tell you, I absolutely never expected to have President Obama hang a medal on my neck.
Because to me, he has been the most important, or if not, the most important black man that stands up as a model to all of our children, that all things are possible.
Yeah.
Only believe.
Yeah.
And to have him, the last one, the first one, and hopefully not the last one.
Yeah.
The first one, stand behind me and put, I don't know how I don't know. What do you say? I didn't know what to say, what to do. I just felt absolutely...
And that was Steve Harvey, by the way, who was interviewing Miss Cicely Tyson in that that video that I just played for you. I do not own the rights to any of these videos and music that I play for you, I also want to say. But you could just hear, and if you could only watch that video, it is available on YouTube under Cicely Tyson Reflects on Receiving the Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. But if you could just see the look of amazement on her face, I mean, as you heard, she was just speechless. Like, she just couldn't even believe it. That for her was her most pivotal moment, receiving that Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. I mean, just amazing. Cicely Tyson passed January 28th, 2021. She released her autobiography, Just As I Am, January 26, 2021. That's just 2 days before her passing. That is God to me. It was no mistake the Lord brought her through COVID-19. It was her purpose to write her memoirs and release her book before she died. In a motivational speech I recently heard, and I couldn't find it for the life of me. I was trying to find it for this podcast, but Tyler Perry said that he looked up to Cicely Tyson as a second mother, and he had been asking her for years to write down her memoirs and that he'd help her write an autobiography. And she kept saying that she had more to do, just paraphrasing, and that she wasn't ready. And that as long as the Lord keeps waking her up, that's an indication to her that he's not done with her yet and she has more to do. So she wasn't quite ready. So what are the odds that you feel that you don't want to write your autobiography too soon because you just have so much life to live, right? So you wait to write it. And then when you write it and it gets released, 2 days after that, you die. So it's like where you were done then, right? You truly fulfilled your life's purpose. I mean, I feel like if that's not an indication that she was godly, people say, I am divinely guided. I like to say you are godly guided. She was godly guided to live the life that she lived, to break down the barriers that she did. It was just the Lord speaking to her. Tyler Perry said every time he would talk to her on the phone, he would first start the conversation with, how are you? And she'd say, I'm still here. The Lord must not be done with me yet. He did a nice little video of her legacy, which is available on his Instagram as well. I encourage you to look at that. Also, YouTube has posted that up. But just in thinking about this, because she died at 96 years, and some say she could have been older than that because birth records say that she was born, you know, in the 30s, and some say she was born in 1933, so. But I just want you to think about this as we close out this podcast. Ask yourself this: how much time do I have left? Have I done everything I want to do with my life? If the doctor told me that I had 3 months to live, what would I do differently? If I could live my life over again, would I? And what would I change? Am I using my time, or is time using me? I challenge you to consider that as you move forward this 2021, that we don't have forever. I was recently talking to my sister about empowerment, and I really think this fits in so well with my constant, because, you know, I've been on a wave, a positivity wave, since November. My constant wave of women empowerment. And my sister, she wanted to talk to me about, you know, some things that I do. And in particular, she wanted to talk about, like, self-talk. And I was telling her, you know, how the mind constantly reverts to the negative, right? That there's a continual negative conversation in our mind that's constantly going on. Like, I'll say, oh, I want to write today all day. Or I'll wake up and say, I'm going to write, and then I'm going to drink some tea, and then I'm going to smoke a blunt, you know. But then my mind will say, no, you're tired. You don't need to write today. And how we have to constantly retrain our mind. So I was talking to my sister about, you know, women empowerment. And she's like, how do you change that self-talk that's going on in your mind? And I'm like, just listening to positive messages, just listening to positive speeches, looking within yourself. Like, we have what we need within us to succeed. If Cicely Tyson, somebody that was born in the slums, she said in the slums, in the midst of the Prohibition and the Great Depression, if she can do it, we can do it. That we have greatness so deep inside us, and that we have to keep telling ourselves, because oftentimes nobody is going to tell you anything positive but you. So you have to tell yourself, like, I am great. I can do this. I constantly have to tell myself, I am a best-selling author every day. I constantly repeat this, Matthew 7:7, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives. Because I constantly think, if I ask the Lord, Lord, please make me a writer this 2021. I'm seeking to be in abundance with editors and publishers that can help me bring my vision into life for free because they see my potential. I am knocking on the door of the writing community, begging them to let me in. It's just kind of like taking that inner conversation and saying, no, 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 I'm going to write. I am writing what wants to be written. So it's kind of like Tyson, like, this was her purpose. Her purpose was to live this life of abundance, you know, of prosperity. And her mom was very religious. When she first told her mom she was going to be an actress, her mom kicked her out, and they were really close. And she didn't talk to her mom for 2 years. And they reconciled, of course. But a lot of people won't believe in your vision, even your own family members. A lot of people, they'll say they won't see it. Or who do you know that have done that? Well, I don't know anybody, but I'm going to be the first. I was just rewatching Hidden Figures, which is also available on Disney Plus, and it talks about the women behind the scenes of NASA, which, oh, of course, I wish I could do another podcast about the women behind the scenes of NASA, but, I mean, I don't want to convert this into just a history podcast segment. I want to talk about a variety of things, but it's just kind of having that will to go beyond. So I just want to encourage us all to have that will, to be empowered, to change how we talk to ourselves, to listen to positive messages, having these rituals. Tony Robbins was just saying that we need to have the same ritual every morning, you know, like, whether it's you wake up and you go for a walk, you wake up and you walk. And it's trying to eliminate the negative with the positive. So you can't eliminate the negative without replacing it with something positive. So I just want to make sure we all are working towards our goals. Like, the goals that we started, that we said we were going to put in place January 1st. Are you still working on those goals? Because you should be. No one can do what you can do. And a lot of the things that you can do, it involves the potential of so many others. For example, say it's you. You have the cure for cancer, right? The fate of the lives of those diagnosed with cancer, it depends on you because you have the cure. They can't get better if you don't release your gift to the world. Cicely Tyson, she granted us the gift of empowerment, of breaking down barriers, of ingenuity, of hope. Challenges make you discover things about yourself that you never really knew. Cicely Tyson. Don't forget, guys, to follow me on Spotify. Please go to Spotify and type in Tiara Christopher and click the following link and make sure you're following me. Also, don't forget to subscribe to me on Anchor. Go to anchor.fm/TR92. While you're on there, click that support button and donate. My 28th birthday is next Monday. I highly encourage you all to either donate to my podcast. That will be a great gift for me. Or you can donate to my Cash App. money sign TR Tuesdays. Feel free to just fill that Cash App up. Don't forget to rate me on Apple Podcasts. It's very important. I have been getting a lot of positive feedback. It's so exciting for me because I had did my last podcast, as you all know, on the Black Panthers and a little bit of commentary on the Judas and the Black Messiah, and it got the biggest amount of streams than any of my other podcasts, you know? So I was very encouraged by that. And then I also started getting a lot of messages on my Instagram. So please do message me, TRL Christopher. And people were just really digging the music that I've been adding. They're really digging the videos, you know? So I'm really encouraged by that, guys. So it would really be great, though, if you could, instead of messaging me, though, on Instagram, if you could actually go to Apple Podcasts and type in TR Christopher and give me a 5-star rating on there, and add your comments on there about how inspiring or brilliant you think I am, or how you like what I'm talking about, or how you like the song that I played. All that is very motivating to me, and it really encourages me as I continue to strive forward, because I'm just practicing my speaking. I just am taking this as practice because I know that I'm going to be a best-selling author. And I'm going to have to be able to speak about my book. So I just look at this as practice. So thank you so much in supporting me and my practice. And thank you so much for allowing me to not talk to myself and for letting me know that you hear me. So I hope I continue to enter the hearts of you guys. And don't forget to share.